We're live at EXT. Bette Smith is here. And Bette, thank you for dropping by.
You're welcome, Chris. Very nice to be here.
So you have your album Jetlagger out now.
Yes, I do. It came out the end of September 2017, and we're very proud of it.
Tell me about growing up.
Well, growing up in Bed-Stuy was character-building experience, to say the least. I grew up when it was really hairy, pre-Giuliani era. My father, at one point, it got so tough, he had to come outside and defend us four kids with a 2x4 against the gangs that were forming at the time. Giuliani helped clean that up, luckily.
So your dad was a pretty tough guy, then.
He was a tough cookie.
Wow. He just walked right out there with a 2x4?
Yeah, he taught us kids courage.
I guess so. What was it that you were listening to when you were growing up?
My dad and mom were very religious people, and they just didn't buy into secular music. So my brother and I used to sneak away to the Apollo Theater and listen to some soul and jazz and Aretha Franklin and, you know, the Blue Velvet and Otis Redding. And it was fun. I was his youngest sister, so I had a lot of fun in it and was like a sponge. I absorbed all of his particular taste in music and made them my own.
Did your parents catch you doing that?
Sometimes, but most of the time my brother would be my hero and protect me from them.
From them too, huh?
Yeah.
So you didn't get into too much trouble.
I didn't get
then.
Into too much trouble,
well, that's
luckily.
Good. So they are doing with you singing the songs you sing?
My mother and father are passed now, so I was free to choose what I wanted to sing.
Your brother also passed, your
Yes,
older
he did,
brother.
Unfortunately. Passed a little while ago.
Did he have something to do with you doing what you're doing right now?
I was vacillating between staying as a receptionist, using my voice in that capacity. He understands that I'm very sensitive. I still had the shame and guilt of not defying my parents' wishes for me. On his deathbed, he told me, you know, I really want you to pursue your dream. I know that's what you had in your heart, and you're an artist, so be what you are. Be true to yourself. On his deathbed, he kind of helped me have that self-acceptance that my voice was something not to hide anymore. After that, I gave notice to my day job, and I started singing everywhere I could.
That sort of add a little completion for you?
Yes, it
with
did.
With his passing?
Yes, it did.
You went down to Mississippi and to Memphis to do some stuff with this music?
Yes, I went down to Dialback Studios, where the producer, Jimbo Mathis, took me under his wing. He wrote some songs for me, and we made a kind of a concept album of very obscure songs. Not so obscure, but some of songs that he picked for me, handpicked for me, and Jetlagger was born.
Well, let's have you sing a couple of the songs from it now.
Okay.
Do you want to say anything about I Will Feed You?
Well, I Will Feed You is a real breakup song. I wrote it as a result of my first heartbreak. It was really heartfelt because I wrote it on a napkin stained with tears at a restaurant on 23rd Street between 6th and 7th Avenues called Nell's. I wrote the song in about 10 minutes. It was just a flood of emotion. I was feeling pretty intense emotions, and I wanted to get it down on paper.
When you sing it now, do you still feel that emotion?
Yes, I do.
Does it come flooding back?
Yes, I do.
Is it harder to sing because of that?
It's a challenge every time I sing it, but it makes it raw. It has a lot of passion in it as a consequence.
We're live at EXT with Bette Smith.
Without a sound, you melted away. That cold, rainy day. No matter the price I've got to get to you now, man. Whatever you want. With everything I got. happy or free. My friends say to me that it's a dark victory I'm living through. All these days without your stimulation. Oh, heart, whatever you want. Passion trapped inside your heart. Whatever you want, whatever you need, the love that you want, I'm gonna feed you without love, with everything I got now, boy. Oh, heart, whatever it takes, I'll go to that place. It's you that I can't replace. I can't face another day of searching for my heart and the eyes of St. John's. Oh, I said I wanna be free, but I don't wanna be free of you, boy. No, just tell me where to start to get to passion. You said it's in your heart. Oh, whatever, whatever you want. Oh, whatever you need, I will feed you, boy. Whatever you want, I said whatever you need, I will feed you, boy. Oh, whatever you want, whatever you need, I will feed you, boy.
This is Bette Smith, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Sometimes I wonder, how can I get free from these shackles of love?
Chains of devotion,
that's what's troubling me.
Shackles and chains,
shackles and chains.
Shackles and chains of love,
shackles and chains.
I don't wanna be tied down, someone who can't understand me. Shackles and chains of love.
Troubling me.
Shackles and chains of love.
Shackles and chains.
I got these shackles and chains.
Shackles and chains.
I don't wanna be tied down.
Someone who can't understand me.
Shackles and chains of love.
Bothering me.
Shackles and chains of love.
Shackles and chains.
I got these shackles and chains.
Shackles and
me. Shackles and chains.
Shackles and chains.
Oh, tell me about shackles. And James.
We're live at EXT with Bette Smith. That's Shackle and Chain. Her album is called Jetlagger, and playing with her is this guy named Curtis. Tell me about Curtis over here.
My name's Curtis J. I'm from around St. Louis, Missouri, originally.
And how did you meet Bette?
I reside in New York City now. Her publicist is a good friend of mine. I'm actually in his band as well. He said, oh, I got this new person that I'm representing that is incredible. And with your background in jazz, blues, and soul music, that I think you guys would be a great fit. We had an audition over the summer. I think about a day later, I got the okay.
And you have 7 strings on that guitar.
I sure do, yeah. I studied with the legendary jazz guitarist Rick Hayden at a jazz university in the Midwest. And he studied from a famous New York musician named Bucky Pizzarelli, who was inspired by George Van Epps, the father of the 7-string guitar. So it allows you to play kind of the bass range and the guitar range at the same time and kind of fill it up.
Yeah. Sounds great here, especially just as the duo. It's very full. Bette, you got lost in a swamp? Is that real? Or is that just something they wrote in the publicity materials?
No, I kind of sort of freaked out a little tiny bit because I'm afraid of crocodiles.
I can't imagine why.
Me too, actually.
We were in the studio all day and Jimbo was so exhausted. We were recording, I think it seemed like 12 hours, it could have been more. But we did the first day and everything went very smoothly. And then he said, drop him home. We dropped him home and then he gave us some instructions, but the GPS wasn't working and we got lost in a swamp. Luckily, my manager was there, but I said, why don't we just park in the back of Jimbo's house and then when he wakes up in the morning, we can drop him back to the studio and nobody would know. But he said I was being ridiculous, so he found his way back to the hotel, so I was very happy.
When I first was reading that, I thought that was just something that they put in there.
No, it was based on fact.
It's too funny.
100% true.
I noticed you're wearing yellow today.
Yeah, I wear yellow in memory of my brother, Junior. His favorite color was yellow, and I just like to keep yellow on from time to time when I'm performing, just to remind myself that he's an angel on my right shoulder.
I think you're in yellow on the cover of the record, too, right?
There I go again.
Bette Smith's record is Jetlagger. And Bette, thank you so much for coming by today and talking with us about your music.
Yes, and you can purchase my album, Jetlagger, on bettesmith.net or at amazon.com or any iTunes or Target. It's pretty much available all over the internet.
Well, thank you guys for coming by.
Thank you, Chris.
Do you want to say anything about Dirty Hustling?
Well, Dirty Hustling was written by Jimbo Mathis. Before I went down to Mississippi to record the album Jetlagger, he came up to meet me at a coffee shop in Bedford-Stuyvesant. He said, you know, I want to take you out of your element, and I know you'll be comfortable doing it in Brooklyn like you always do, but I want to take you out of your element, take you down south, and have you experience a different lifestyle. It really did have a positive impact on me, brought out the best in me to be taken out of my element. He said, I really have a song I wrote and I think it would be perfect for your voice. So we got down there and Dirty Hustling came out really, really well.
That's awesome. Well, Bette, thank you so much, Curtis. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. We're live at EXT with Bette Smith.
Scuffling in the streets all night, dirty hustling. Let you win, I let you in on my thing. Turn you loose, put you back in the game. Dirty hustling, that's the thing. A dirty hustling, light you up to the game. Dirty
hustling. That's the thing. Dirty hustling. I chalk it up to the game. What's going on? I can't call it. My paper's getting thin, just like a cheap wallet. Come to Jesus, step into the light. A Mother Mary, I see her in this club light. Oh, dirty hustling, that's the thing. A dirty hustling, chalk it up to the game. Dirty hustling, that's the thing. A dirty hustling, I chalk it up to the game. They're in the streets all night. Oh, they're dirty hustling. Let you in, I'll let you in on my game. I turn you loose, I put you back in the game. Oh, dirty hustling, that's the thing. A dirty hustling, jog it up to the game. Dirty hustling, that's the thing. A dirty hustling, chalk it up to the game.
I'm Bette Smith. This is 97.7 EXT. Support the music at exit977.org.